In May of 2008, a UNC Charlotte student was found dead in Mount Holly on the banks of the Catawba River. 20-year-old Ira Yarmolenko was found lying beside her car with three bindings around her neck. Two Gaston County men who were fishing nearby, Mark Carver and Neil Casada, were charged. Casada died of a heart attack before his trial, but Carver was convicted of murder based on trace amounts of DNA found on the victim's car. Carver has maintained his innocence, and the North Carolina Center for Actual Innocence has taken up his case to get his conviction overturned. Last year, the Charlotte Observer put a spotlight on the story in a six-part series that explores and questions Carver's conviction. Today, Carver's defense team was in court to ask for DNA to be retested and to request additional samples. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia was in the courtroom. She joins us now. Sarah, if everyone agrees that Carver's DNA was found, why ask for additional samples?
Well, Mark, we're talking about trace amounts of DNA found on the victim's car that sent Mark Carver to prison for life. The defense argues that the DNA found is so small that it could have been transplanted from investigators. The lead defense attorney, Chris Muma, asked the judge to order DNA samples from five law enforcement officials so that they can determine if any of their DNA shows up on the car. They argue something as simple as a handshake could have accidentally transferred to the car and therefore contaminated the scene. District Attorney Locke Bell pointed out that he thinks this is a stretch and that some of the officials did not come into contact with Carver.
Were Carver's attorneys successful with their request?
Judge David Lee wants these five officials to voluntarily offer these DNA samples, and he did say he would issue an order if it's necessary. Although if anyone objects, he pointed out he would listen to those concerns that they have.
And defense attorneys had a second goal, too. What was that?
This was a big one, and it's a little bit confusing, so we're going to break it down. District Attorney Bell thought that Muma was asking for DNA to be retested and said that he questioned whether there was any physical DNA left to be tested at all. So she clarified what she wanted was the state lab to retest the electronic DNA evidence used under current protocol. This is a protocol that was available during Carver's trial, but an outdated version was used instead. In 2010, the year before Carver's trial, guidelines were changed, which changed how DNA mixtures are interpreted. Here's a little bit of that exchange.
We're not asking for retesting of anything, so the question of whether there's enough to test and what's been destroyed is completely irrelevant to the electronic data from what has already been tested.
And that's what you want to say?
Yes, sir.
Any problem with that, Mr. Bell?
Yeah, I have no problem. I just, more to our communication.
That's just a small sample of some of the confusion, we'll say, between the two sides. There seemed to be a lot of miscommunication, and the judge was definitely playing referee today.
All right, Sarah. So Carver's attorneys believe if this electronic DNA is retested with modern protocol, this could set him on the path for a new trial?
She does, and outside she said this is what she expects if it's retested with this modern protocol.
I'm expecting to see exactly what our experts have seen. They submitted reports as part of our filing saying that it would never have been reported that Mark Carver's DNA was on that car.
She also added she didn't think a hearing like this one was necessary, but she was glad that it was all out on the table and on the record today.
All right, what happens next?
Well, the defense was really eager to put another court date on the calendar. Muma was hoping for August. District Attorney Bell was a little more hesitant to nail down a date, saying as both sides are handing over their files in the case, either of them could need more time for this. Muma pushed back and said that she'd rather have something on the calendar than nothing, and Judge David Lee said that he would get back to both of them.
WFAE's Sarah D'Elia, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.